Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm extremely happy to give you meditation instruction. And the reason I say that is because it's true. I am very happy to give you meditation instruction. And today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start right now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or you can sit in a chair. That's also excellent. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And if you're wondering why I always start these videos in the same exact way, basically, it's because every week, every day, more people are signing up for the Open Heart Project. And I don't know if it's your first time or your millionth time, so I'm giving the instruction as if it was the first time each time. And I have to say, as someone who has given the instruction many times and heard the instruction even more times, it's not so bad to hear it a lot. But I want to say, I mentioned this in the last video, I believe, I'm designing a new option for people that want to go a little bit further in their meditation practice. So please stay tuned for that information. And in the meantime, as you get settled, I want to share with you something that I do. That I find helpful. On days when I'm feeling worried about something, on days when I wish I could do something that I'm not confident I can do, or a day when I want to be able to present myself or feel or act in a certain way with confidence, but I'm not sure if I can. So I want to ask you to do this with me. If you stop and ask yourself right now, in this day, the coming day, whether it's the morning or the evening, what is the quality that you most need, that you want to come into possession of? And it could be anything. It could be, I want to be confident. Today I especially want to be confident, or I want to be fearless, or I want to be loved. Or I want to be peaceful. All of these are great. So just ask yourself, which one is the one I need the most today? And let's see, for me, I would say it is fearlessness. So instead of trying to think, oh, okay, I'm just gonna have to act brave, or, you know, pretend that I'm fearless when really I'm not, and so on, you don't even have to think about yourself anymore from this point on. All you have to do is begin to attune your attention to the presence of this quality. Where would I, for example, do I see someone acting fearless? Do I hear a piece of music where I find that the performer is delivering the performance fearlessly? Or do I see, you know, can I appreciate, you know, I don't know, my cat playing with my other cat with a kind of verve? And even if you look out in nature and you can sort of find the quality of fearlessness in the way trees grow, in the way flowers blossom, and so on. And you might even find someone else who you sense would also like to come into possession of this quality, in this case, fearlessness. And you can try to help them to find it. In other words, if you start attuning to the presence of fearlessness in the environment, and also in any way that you can offer it to others, instead of trying to get it, might sound a little strange, but I've tried it a million times and it really works. You start to develop a relationship with that quality that has nothing to do with, do I deserve it? Am I good enough? Have I accomplished this? I need to heal that. I need to change this about myself. But instead, it's like you develop a relationship with fearlessness, with love, with confidence, with peace, in so far as you can see it around you and offer it from your own heart. So don't take my word for this. Try this little experiment for yourself, and I hope it really works for you as well as it does for me. So without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So begin your practice, please, by letting go of any idea of what your practice should be like. And while you're at it, let go of any idea of what your life should be like. And just let all of that go for just these few minutes. And just enjoy being with yourself in a peaceful way, which you can do whether or not you feel peaceful. That's irrelevant. So sit up straight in a way that emphasizes your natural dignity. Because no matter how scared or shaky or down you might feel, that dignity is always present, and it is good, and you were born with it, and it is indestructible. And you can feel it in your own body when you sit up straight. The hands are resting just above the knee, and there's no need for fancy hand gestures, just simple. Although if you want to do fancy hand gestures, you are more than welcome to. And tune in to the softness and warmth of your heart. If you like, you can even place your hand over your mic or your heart and just feel the warmth. The goodness. The tenderness. And replace your hand if you like. Breathing in and out through the nose in a simple, natural way, meaning just breathing. You don't have to apply a technique for breathing because we all know how to do that. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters if you're outside the United States. And it's just good to let your gaze rest instead of dart or scan or point. Just vision streaming forth from the eyes with a sense of ease. And you can let all of the muscles of the eyes relax around the eyes, behind the eyes. I think there are muscles there, I don't really know. And feel that you are breathing, because you are. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, or the expansion and contraction of your ribcage, wherever you happen to be feeling your breath. Rest in that feeling. Meaning there's nothing at all to do right now except breathe and sit together. And be guided in meditation. You don't have to try to stop thinking or think happy things or anything whatsoever to do with thinking. Thinking just happens like a river that's just rushing by constantly. Cool. We're not trying to dam it up. Just let it flow, let it rush by. But your attention remains on the wave of the breath. The breath continues to wave. And your attention, rather than being carried downstream, can ride this wave basically forever, or at least for the next few minutes. So stay with this wonderful sense of simply breathing. And if you notice that you happen to be rushing downstream again, no problem. Just come back up on shore, find the wave of the breath again, and take a fresh start of being with your breath. That's it. We'll sit together. Thank you very, very much for your practice.